V clutched the end of her arrow fixed to the string of her bow, ready to pull and fire at the drop of a dime, the tip of the arrowhead trained at the ground. She scanned the dense woods and verdure surrounding the cabin for any more of Cason Vargas's men.
"I'm not seeing or hearing any additional movement out there."
Alex huffed and poured sweat from every pore. His chest heaved with spent energy and depleted reserves he didn't have to spare. He gripped the rounded, chewed-up handle of the shovel that sliced at the palms of his hands, using it as a crutch to keep him from crumbling to the ground.
"There shouldn't be any more of Vargas's men out here, as far as I know. They've all been dealt with in one way or another."
"I could have helped, you know." V, his prepper and formidable companion, who had accompanied him through the rigors of the Big Thicket National Preserve, said,
"You didn't have to dig that hole all alone. We should probably bounce before anyone drops in on us. I'd rather be safe than sorry."
Ranger, V's sable German shepherd, sat on his haunches at her side. The vigilant canine glanced at the wall of trees and other rich shrubbery and vegetation surrounding them, watching for any additional threats lurking near the log home.
"It's fine," Alex answered, wheezing and panting. His hand palmed the battered ribs that had taken a beating while running from the wild hog that had nearly gored him in the preserve. "This is my mess that needed to be cleaned up. It's the least I could do for Dale, seeing as he gave his life for helping us."
V nodded.
"What about Cason Vargas's goons, the ones we dumped in the woods nearby? You think we need to do anything else with them?"
Alex stood straight, then wiped the layer of sweat from his brow with his forearm.
"I don't give two shits about those scumbags. For all I care, nature can dispose of them. Hell, maybe some of those feral pigs will drop by and erase the evidence. Given how remote it is out here, I'm not concerned with anyone finding them. And if they do, oh well, they won't be able to tie anything back to us. Even if Vargas sends more of his henchmen to check things out around here, Dale's cabin is a long way away from the cabin they were sent to in order to find that weasel, Trey."
The head of the shovel plunged into the wet, clumpy dirt, scooping up a heaping mound. Alex dumped it on the top of the wet soil covering the hole dug for Dale, the old man who'd given them shelter in his cabin the night before. Sarge, the old man's faithful bloodhound, sat in the grass to the side of the grave. His head rested on the fronts of his paws. He peered at them with sad, shiny eyes that glistened from the sun reflecting off them.
"What are we doing with Sarge?"
V asked, walking past Alex and kneeling next to the canine. Her hand gripped the bow and arrow, keeping it close.
"He looks sad about his handler's passing."
"How can you tell?" Alex tossed the remaining dirt on the mound, then patted the shovel's head on the top, compacting the earth. "He always looks that way." V loved on the grieving, older dog. Her fingers kneaded the crown of his head, then worked over to each ear.
"You can tell, or perhaps it's because I'm used to being around Ranger daily that I can pick up on the changes in their moods."
Alex clutched the shovel, then turned and faced them.
"I'm not real sure what to do with him. He doesn't seem like he wants to leave and is doing his own thing."
Ranger stood and meandered over to V and Sarge. The German shepherd sniffed the bloodhound, then nudged against his handler's legs.
"I'm sorry about your dad,"
V said in a tender, soft voice.
"I wish things hadn't gone as they did."
Sarge huffed, exhaling a deep sigh through his nostrils. Alex stared at the bloodhound, who peered up at him with those soulful, sad eyes. The canine's judgment of Alex felt like a swift strike of the gavel, sentencing him to a lifetime of punishment for taking his partner away.